I don't know about you, but a number of us are still kind of messed up by what went on this week in our culture in Charlottesville. And so so as the pastors talked about it this last week, we realized we do need to stop and pray for our culture, for the political climate, the racism stuff, the anti-Semitism, all of that just is kind of weighing heavy on us. I rejoice that the demonstration in Boston yesterday was fairly peaceful, but still, this is weighing on many of us. And so our denomination sent out a prayer, a congregational prayer for after Charlottesville, came out to us this last week, and I wanted to pray it as a responsive prayer, so I will read a portion, and then you will read in response. Lord Jesus, your kingdom is good news for a world caught in racial hostility. We ask that you would give us grace for the deep challenges facing our country. Lord, we confess our anger, our deep sadness, and our collective sense of weakness to see this world healed through our own strength. Lord, we honestly confess that our country has a long history of racial oppression, that racism has been a strategy of evil powers and principalities. Lord, we confess that the gospel is good news for the oppressed and the oppressor. Both are raised up, both are liberated, but in different ways. The oppressed are raised up from the harsh burden of inferiority, the oppressor from the destructive illusion of superiority. Lord, we confess that the gospel is your power to form a new people, not identified by dominance and superiority, but by unity in the Spirit. Lord, we ask that you would help us name our part in this country's story of racial oppression and hostility. Whether we have sinned against others by seeing them as inferior or whether we have been silent in the face of evil, forgive us of our sin. Lord, we pray for our enemies, for those who have allowed satanic powers to work through them. Grant them deliverance through your mighty power. Lord, we ask that you would form us to be peacemakers. May we be people who speak the truth in love as we work for a reconciled world. And finally, Lord, we commit our lives to you, believing that you are working in the world in spite of destructive powers and principalities. Bring healing to those who are hurt, peace to those who are anxious, and love to those who are fearful. We wait for you, O Lord. Make haste to help us. O Lord, only you can make all things new. In Jesus' name, amen.